Where did you find out that?
I read the abstract.
It's implausible deniability.
Read the abstract indeed. Well, science may seem complex, but we're here to make some sense of it for you. Actually, Stella is here to make sense of it. And this week, Stella is going to chat about how fungi send signals to each other. Wow.
Yes.
Morena.
Morena, how are you, Karen?
Good. How's your week been?
Very good, thank you.
Did you play football yesterday?
I didn't. I was in the office.
Right.
I'm so sorry, but I was keeping up with it on social media. And look, I'm yet to figure out if they won or not. I don't know. I feel like if they won, they'd be posting a lot about winning.
They would. That's true.
Oh, so, look, I'll make some calls. Figure it out.
Who competed? APRA? RNZ?
Yeah, I got a bit confused by the team names. I think the team names were obviously Eagles. Jokes.
But
yeah, who are we talking about here?
Himself.
One man team.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, honestly.
Industry folk. Right.
Musicians.
What were the team names like?
There was one called Media Works. I don't
That is actually a company.
It is, but I
don't think it was.
I don't know if it was.
Right.
And then there was K Road Crew, I think.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Which was from K Road. BFM Contingent, et cetera, et cetera, I believe.
All right. We're going to find out more this afternoon, apparently, as to who won.
Of course, yes. Anika will be on Plato's Retreat, so we'll hear about that.
She played.
Did she ever? She was goalkeeper.
Wow, that's a very responsible position.
I don't know how it went. I'm sure it went really well.
Good. All right, so this topic is just fascinating. How fungi can communicate with each other and with the trees.
And the trees. The forest is more connected than we ever would have thought. So,
I love that idea.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. There's, you know, trees are obviously working together, we've found out, but they're not doing it all on their own. They can't just root to root communicate. That's not what's happening. So soil sounds like a really boring topic, and fungi sounds like a marginally more interesting one, but both of these have really phenomenal implications in how forests as very intricate ecosystems thrive. And so when you think about a forest ecosystem, you often think about what's above the ground, but actually a lot of it's going on under the ground, which is very cool. So individual trees obviously have systems to transfer nutrients and signal information to different parts of that individual plant, but they're actually also doing that between each other via soil and fungal networks. So fungi are a hot topic as of late for various reasons, for good reason. When you think of fungi, you might think of a very macro type, for example, mushrooms that grow out of the ground. But there's plenty of other things under this categorization. They can be microscopic, for example, a fungal infection, which you don't want to get. I don't know how
and
I managed to
sometimes not quite so microscopic.
Yeah, sometimes it becomes very macro. I don't know how I managed to mention disgusting things every episode of this, but I just do. But what we're talking
like
about
toe
today,
jam.
Yeah, oh god,
or
your toe jam episode. We'll see how that goes.
Or thrush.
Oh god.
Or
yeah, thriller. I hope you're not eating your Saturday breakfast.
Oh yeah, sorry. That's not good.
But what we're talking about today is not toe jam. It's a section of fungus that is underground and is intertwined with tree roots in the soil. It's sometimes even bore into the tips of the roots. And so it's called the mycorrhizal network. And by scientists, it has been dubbed for anecdotal use, the wood wide web. Which
that's great.
Is immensely dorky, but I thought it was quite cute.
The wood wide web.
I feel like the person who came up with that was very stoked with themselves. I believe it was a German scientist, ecologist.
The wood wide web.
So in a fungus, the mushrooms, which are mostly above ground, are kind of the fruit of the fungus, so to speak. They're not plants, though. Core distinction, fungi are not plants.
Do you say fungi or fungi?
I say fungi. But I honestly change it, and I don't know which one, because in all of my lectures, there are a lot of lecturers who weren't from Aotearoa, and so that it would change, and I wasn't really sure what we were going with. Same with a lot of these words, actually. There's an American and an English pronunciation.
Yes, there is, yeah.
And then there's every other country pronunciation, because those aren't the only countries in the world.
We're talking to Eli about data and data, so now we're talking about fungi and fungi.
I'm a fan of data.
Yeah, it's easier, but it is data.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it's fungi, but the But there you go. Text us on 5395. But it's very hard to say
communicate
which pronunciation is correct.
Give us a phonetic spelling.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was way off.
Aside. So the mushrooms above ground are
Flowers. No, the fruit.
The flowers. The fruit. The things that we see. So whilst the mycelium is the majority of the organism. A lot of the time is underground and very thin and thread-like. So the mycelium is what we're talking about here. That's the network underneath the trees. So this network is what helps trees communicate with each other. And through the mycelium passes resources to each other. And what's quite interesting is that the oldest trees, kind of logically, have the largest and most complex networks with other trees. So they've been called mother trees because of their facilitation of the growth of other trees. So if you think about a forest and you think about the canopy, obviously the oldest and the tallest ones are going to have access to the most resources up top, most of the light, photosynthesizing, et cetera, et cetera. And so when undergrowth is growing, apparently these mother trees are sometimes assisting saplings in getting the nutrients that they need because they aren't getting those photosynthesizing kind of materials up the top as much as an older tree is. So that's very interesting to think about, plants helping each other, I guess.
Yeah, and what capacity? How do they do that with this network of underground?
Yeah, so the mother tree has deeper roots and more connections. So if there are distress signals that show up in the network, which I didn't know plants do to each other, I knew that happens in an individual plant. For example, there can be like programmed cell death if you see a black parts of a leaf.
They can be what?
Cell programmed death.
Cell programmed death.
Yeah, so the plant goes, look, lost cause. Just cut the cameras.
A lot of us will know that. We'll have witnessed that in our own homes.
Yes, I am very familiar. All of my plants
ailing. So they go, no more.
Yeah.
And they just
kill off that section of a leaf in order to preserve the rest of the plant. So if there's an infection, that's not always the case. They've got plenty of other mechanisms to deal with it, but that's like last-ditch effort. But that's kind of just talking about distress signals. So there are distress signals that can show up in the network from trees that they might know are in ill health for whatever reason. And so they can then send these trees nutrients through the network, through the mycelium, mycorrhizal network. So the thing that's difficult is that these networks are very hard to trace because there's approximately 100 species of mycorrhizal fungi. And each individual tree might have different fungal organisms which each connect to other trees. And then those trees will have their own associations. So it is a network. So it's very deeply intertwined.
That's incredible.
It really is. And it kind of blows my mind. But for instance, if we're kind of going through the process of what nutrients are being passed and that kind of thing, if we take the resource of sugar, which is very, very important, and follow its journey from a mature tree to an associated sapling. So if those two trees have a connection, they have to have a connection in order to pass the resource. So it starts in the leaves from photosynthesis. It then travels to the tree's base in sap, and then it flows to the roots. And then the mycelium that are associated with those roots either surround or bore into the outer cells of the root. So they're just kind of encapsulating it and tapping in, I suppose. In this system, it's a source-to-sink situation, very broadly. So that just means that things are flowing from where they're most abundant to where they're least abundant, maintaining some sort of balance, I guess. So in this case, from leaf to root to then mycelium. So leaf to root is obviously within one organism, and then it's the root to mycelium that's between two. So with regard to how they actually move from tree to tree via the mycorrhizal network, the mycelium have, I believe it's pronounced hyphae? Yes. I literally did an entire degree in this and pronunciation still trips me up really bad. So it's hyphae, that the nutrients move along through. There are pores between the cells that open up and then the nutrients move through those. Or sometimes they have specific transporter hyphae that are hollow, and so they shoot them along that kind of network. If you think about, like, I guess a piece of string is the best way to describe it, but much smaller. So fungi can't produce nutrients themselves like plants can. They need them to survive, of course, but they can collect things that they need from soil or other products. And they're much better at doing that than trees are because they rely entirely on that collection. So trees are making food with ingredients, I guess. They're cooking. Fungi are just buying takeaways. So that's part of why they're closely associated with roots in this instance. So other species can get their nutrients from dead tissue, necrotic tissue. I'm sure you would have seen like a rotting log in the forest and there's mushrooms all over it. They're getting all their stuff from that. But this nutrient collection is from living tissues and they actually give things back. So fungi take some sugars, but they give some to that nearby sapling. What's interesting is we're not completely sure why the fungus do that. It makes sense for them to have that initial symbiotic relationship with one tree where they exchange nutrients and balance the amount of nutrients that go where, helps the tree because they're giving them something, you know, all good stuff. But the plant is fixing carbon and then trading it for the nutrients that it needs for its metabolism. So it's just a kind of fun trade, works for both of them. In terms of the network, though, no one really knows what the fungi are getting out of it. The trees obviously benefit immensely, but it's kind of changing how we think about, I guess, evolution in terms of if it's every species for itself, why are they helping? Where they, it's not detrimental. There's nothing bad happening to them, but why would they help?
Symbiosis.
Exactly. But as I mentioned before, this is really hard to study for that reason, but then also because fungi can grow as individuals when they split off, and it makes tracking those initial connections really difficult. So if you're trying to study it by digging it up, you've literally just destroyed what you're trying to look at if you do that. But there was one study that used kind of indicators without digging them up in 2016, where researchers sprayed one tree's roots with a particular isotope, which is just like a chemical marker, and then found that isotope later in neighboring trees that hadn't been sprayed at all. So obviously there's some transfer under the soil or in some capacity or another. So trees are communicating about things that are important for the health of the entire forest. And as I said before, it's kind of an altruistic exercise, so to speak. So that mother tree, I guess, does benefit from having an entire forest around. I was going to say her. I guess that's correct. around it. And trees are being altruistic by sharing resources and helping each other out when there's times of need. But it also benefits them because they're doing things like sending warning signals about environmental change. Searching for kin was one phrase I came across, and I don't know why they would need to do that. Maybe they hang out with their family. It can happen between species. So trees, obviously it's not all species in one forest unless you're in an agriculture situation. But it's happening between species, but then they're also looking for trees of the same species. So I don't know why they would need to do that apart from hanging out. But
procreation
potentially, yeah. So they're also transferring their nutrients to neighbouring plants before they die. So if they nearing the end and going, hey, it's not looking good, then they'll transfer a lot of their nutrients to neighbouring plants before they die, which is so phenomenal.
Isn't it? It's like an inheritance.
Yeah. It's their will.
It's their will, yeah.
So an ecologist, Suzanne Simard, who did some really seminal work on this, her PhD thesis was on this, and it was like groundbreaking, which is every scientist's dream. She did that in the late 90s, and now she's at the British University of Columbia, and she's a researcher I kept coming across because she's a big name in this field. But she has some really beautiful reflections on like the wisdom of the forest, as well as some amazing and really groundbreaking research. So I really like her. For Aotearoa reference, it's thought that the mycorrhizal network that exists on kauri roots might actually help protect them against kauri dieback as well. And that's also a PSA to clean your shoes when you go hiking, etc., because we need those really bad.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to look at a mushroom the same way again.
No, there's a lot going on under there.
Should we eat them even?
It feels cruel when they're so smart and genius, but we do it to pigs, so why not mushrooms?
Yeah, that's a point. Okay, so what's your track today, Stella?
Taking Chances from Sharon Van Eden.
And what does the rest of Saturday hold for you?
I'm going to go to the gym once more.
Oh, your Saturday is not just your gym day, but
Primarily, and then I just kind of read a book until it's time to go out in the evening.
Oh, where are you going tonight? She said nosily.
K Road somewhere, you know?
Right, you know, yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good day, good night.
You too.